Yeah, it's starting to buzz up a little bit now, Friday afternoon. There's always a few more people. Certainly, it's probably less than yesterday, though, with all the wind. I mean, Kilronan, my horse yesterday, does react to wind, and he, I don't think he coped very well because of that, whereas Indian Mills, a lot more level-headed and probably rose to the occasion with the little bit of crowd that are in there today. So, you know, it affects every horse differently, doesn't it?
Cross-country tomorrow. How will you best prepare in readiness then for that?
I'm going to go walk the course again and again. Although being first out, I don't have much time, so I might be still going at 10 o'clock tonight under lights. But yeah, with the two horses here and all that sort of thing, I haven't actually had much time to walk the course really properly like I'd like to. So that's the job at hand now, is just get out there and study it again and again and again.
How important is badminton for you in your calendar each year?
Yeah, it is hugely important because, you know, it's a local event to us as well as, you know, it's the most prestigious event we have on the circuit. You know, the build-up to this event the last 2 weeks is quite intense as well once you get to sort of my level because, you know, the press want a lot of you and all the sponsors and all the owners all want to, you know, there's an enormous build-up of a expectation and excitement coming into badminton, which is like no other event. That certainly makes it, you know, fun and exciting and hopefully not too much pressure on the horses.